As Tom met Roger upon the road, said he, "How dost thou do? I am pretty well, and walking abroad, I hope the same by you. Pray, have you took your morning's drink? If not, come go with me. Here is good ale just by, I think. Come, let us go and see. Come, come, Roger, let us go. We'll drink one pot or two." I said, "Tom, I'd have it so. I've something to say to you. But first we'll drink a flagon of beer, and thou shalt know my mind. My son shall have thy daughter dear, and then we two'll be kind." Said Roger, "What will you give your son?" "And he shall have my daughter. I have two pots, he shall have one beside. What may come after, he shall have two to thumping ladle, that is, both fresh and new. And more, he shall have our old cradle. I think my wife hath a doe. Beside, my son can hold the plow, and other things I can name. He's able to go and mile the cow, and if his wife be lame, I think they too may live as brave as did their mother and father. Come, tell me what your daughter shall have. We'll marry them up together." "Why then," said Roger, "my daughter shall have a portion as good as thy son. I never yet was counted a knave, but always an honest man. I have a good old kettle at home my grandam did give to me. A white pot bag and a twopenny broom, my daughter shall have them all three. Besides, I'll give her a limping calf that came of our brown cow. That's more than they gives thy son by half. Old Tom, I speak it to thou. My daughter is so well brought up, she can both spin and sew. She hath of her own a drinking cup, that's more than thou dost know. When shall we marry them together?" Old Roger then said, "Tom, I'll tell my son that thou art his father as soon as I come home, and that thy daughter must be his wife, and he must have no other. Next time they meet, I'll lay my life, they'll jumble it up together." When young Tom met with his sweetheart, old Roger's daughter Joan, said he, "We'll drink before we part, and with thee I'll go home. We'll take adown thy father's dish, and box about the way. So there we will both hug and kiss, we care not what folks say." Then Tom, he took Joan by the hand, as lovers used to do. Said he, "Sweetheart, come pin my hand, for 'toth belong to you. Sweetheart, I'll do it if I can, for I do love thee dear. Methinks you be the handsomest man that is in Devonshire. But if you had but seen them both when they tripped o'er the green, a pretty couple of one growth, and both did look as queen. I stood and looked them upon till they were out of sight. If you had seen how their buttocks had gone, 'twould made you laugh outright."